everyone. Welcome to Northern Viking Explorer. My name is Ken, and this is my wife, Andrea. And today we're going to be sharing our likes and wishes with you from our recent Alaskan cruise on Princess's Crown Princess. We're going to go over what we liked and what we wished for on this cruise. Now, we have four categories we want to go over today: the layout and amenities, our cabin, the food and restaurants, as well as the entertainment and activities.
Now, we've independently made these lists. We've tried not to share too much with each other, to share the things that we really liked and the things that we wish for. So we'll see if we agree on these items.
I'm sure there's going to be some we disagree on and some we totally agree on. But let's go ahead and dive into our likes and wishes from Princess's Crown Princess. So the layout and amenities of the Crown Princess. There was a lot to like about this ship. Do you want to start out with some of your thoughts?
Yes, and I have one I'm pretty sure is not on your list.
Really? What is that?
Real wood decking. So around the pool area, there's usually like a fake wood composite area, kind of wood.
Yeah.
It's real wood, like a real wood boat.
I would agree, yeah. I didn't think of that. It kind of reminds me maybe of old school cruising. And there's quite a bit of wood.
I'd say the benefit is it doesn't get as hot as the like wannabe wood. Like you can stand on it barefoot and it's like authentic. It's real.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that, but you are right. It's a lot of wood on the ship.
I like it.
Yeah. No, that was really nice. I agree. Well, I have something that's kind of about the decks as well.
Okay.
The only way I can describe the upper decks and the aft of the ship is that there's layers. There's lots of levels and layers, especially at the aft. There's little half staircases you go up and go up a little bit more. There's pools, and you're kind of not even sure what deck you're on.
I actually think that theme continues all over the ship in multiple places. We don't get into that all yet, but there is...
In the center, like going up to the sun decks and even...
Even inside the ship.
Inside the ship a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of like half step layers almost.
Yeah. So I thought that was really neat, especially at the aft of the ship overlooking the, the terrace pool.
It was very nice.
Yeah, so I really like that.
It was really nice.
Do you have more? I have a whole bunch of things I like.
You know, Princess does very elegant ships.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping with the real wood, the ship feels like very pretty.
Classic and relaxing, I would say.
Yeah, it goes on the elegance, not so much the bright... Fun, like, it's more mellow, elegant.
I would agree. It, very European feel, especially in the piazza area.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of, I don't know what materials, but it felt like lots of marbly type materials. And, again, that wood coming in there and a lot of the restaurants, there was kind of a dark, kind of oaky look kind of thing. So I would agree.
I think it's nice.
Yeah. The gym was nice.
Yes.
Are you laughing at me because I didn't work out in it?
And I did. But it's in my wishes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because I think it's pretty, but I'm going to get back to it.
Okay. Okay. But it was a nice... There was a fair amount of equipment, I should say.
The location was wonderful. I saw whales while working out in the gym. Mm-hmm. So when do you get to whale watch and work out? So that was pretty good. No, it was very pretty.
Yeah.
All right.
You can go ahead.
I would say the ship was at capacity, but for the most part, didn't feel overcrowded.
Yes. I have one that's a wish for that.
The most part.
For a round. The buffet area at times got full and it was difficult. I shouldn't say not as hard as other ships to find a seat, but there was definitely times where we had to scour for seats.
In the buffet.
In the buffet.
There were some peak times. But, you know, all the seating outside, lots of seating. And it could be that it was an Alaskan cruise, so not as many of the loungers and stuff were taken up. But there was always lots of space.
Especially outside, there was lots of seating.
I will say, though, the theater on the main shows did fill up. So not quite enough there at times. But generally speaking, I felt like the ship felt like there was room to move.
I would agree. Okay, I want to talk about the pools and the hot tubs.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure, because I know we've talked about this, there might be a wish about this, but there is five pools.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking, how is there five? But there's the Lotus Spa pool at the front.
Yes.
There's the Neptune pool.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Calypso pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Adult Terrace pool at the back.
Yeah.
Now, is the Lotus Spa, was that adult?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's the chill out plunge pool. And I don't know, I've seen some places call it the chill out plunge pool, but there's kind of a plunge pool that was a little deeper at the back that nobody went into.
It's really the size of a hot tub, though, almost. But it's like a big hot deep tub.
And super cold. So our son, Taff, went in, and then he got back out and jumped in the hot tub. And then there was a fair amount of hot, I shouldn't say tons, but there was a decent amount. So there was the larger splash pool hot tub at the aft of the ship, and then smaller ones throughout. And then up by the Lotus Spa pool, there was two hot tubs as well.
I would say the hot tubs, though, around the main pool were generally packed.
Yeah, I would agree. By the Neptune pool and the Calypso pool, those ones were the busiest for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was easy to miss the one pool at the aft, because, or hot tub, I should say, because it was higher up.
Well, it's hard to see it. It's, you go to the aft and then go up. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was out of view. I like that they still print the daily patter.
Oh, yeah. I always love that.
And they give you menus. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the printed material. I like prefer that over...
For sure. I have a few. So I have dark finishings and cozy. So that's similar to kind of what you said. I do want to point out a couple of locations. So the Explorer's Lounge was really a decent size. It was quite cozy. Mm-hmm. Some of the sight lines were a little difficult, but it was mostly comedy and little game shows in there. But it was a really cozy place to go watch different events. The other one was the Club Fusion at the aft. It was very similar feel.
It was big.
It was big.
Really big.
And I know you went dancing a little bit in there with our son. But it was great for lounging. There's, you know, bars right there and everything. So, and then I may as well talk about the Princess Theater as well.
Yes.
So it's more of a traditional theater. You can get into it off of two decks. Mm-hmm. There was a lower floor and then a large upper area. Mm-hmm. So often the bottom area is the large area. This had the upper area is the larger area. It's all tapered, so there was, except the bottom wasn't as tapered, but you could see quite well because the stage was above you. It was good sight lines pretty much through the whole thing because there weren't any poles. I think poles in the theater always drive me nuts. So it was a decent size, but you, as you'd mentioned, it did fill up commonly for the shows.
It did. It did get full. Yeah. For those, especially those big shows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other likes?
Go ahead. I'll have a look at my
This is going on a different avenue a bit, though.
Okay.
I like the medallion.
Okay.
I like that it unlocks the doors for your cabin and the ease of use. It's kind of smaller than the typical room key that's not flapping around in the wind if you wear it on a lanyard.
It's like an Apple AirTag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that the app, you can find your friends. Like, if you connect with them and... hook it up in the app, you can find each other. And you can also message for free to people on the app. So not outside the ship.
Yeah.
But just within the app.
Which is convenient when you're trying to, especially the locate your family. It definitely helped a lot. At one point we were sitting in the buffet area wondering where our son was. And he was in the buffet, but just on the other side of the wall. And I was wondering why he was sitting with us, but not there. And we managed to find him, so...
There was some delays in it, though. It wasn't perfect.
Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but it definitely helped.
Because sometimes it, like, glitched and it looked like you were standing getting ice cream for a long time.
all right, that ice cream, I tell you. I'm going to just go, I have a few others. So I would say seemed like there was lots of bars throughout the ship.
Yeah.
So those were plentiful throughout the ship. And they didn't seem overly busy from what I saw. So, the piazza area was small, but it was kind of like an intimate area. There was always, I shouldn't say always, but many of the times we would go there, there was music playing or singing, pianos.
Demonstrations. Different activities.
So it was quite a busy central hub, even though it was smaller. So it was, and again, I think we already talked about kind of that European marbly flair to it. But in that area, I did there's two elevators, I think, that were glass for the piazza area, which was really neat.
Yeah.
And then as you went further up, there was actually video screens that looked like fish tanks as you went up. So that was kind of a neat little thing. And then there's a cute little library on the ship as well.
Oh, there was, with lots of games in there that you can take out and play.
Yeah, so that's kind of, I mean, we could go on all day about the things that we like. But those are some of the main things that came to mind for myself.
Overall, I would say this ship is a very classic, what you think of old school cruising cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Very traditional.
I would 100% agree. Well, I just thought of one other thing.
Okay. Yeah.
The promenade deck.
Yeah.
You can walk all the way around.
That was on my list.
Oh, sorry. I'm still in it.
No. We agree.
Yeah.
We agree. That is really cool. The only thing is there is stairs to go up to the front to go all the way around. Mm-hmm. So it can look like it's not part of it, but it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really pretty, wasn't it?
Yeah. Especially you can get right out on the bow, right at the front of the ship, and it's great views. And even off the aft of the ship, great mm-hmm. views.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice space.
So...
let me just double check. I think that's all my likes.
I think there's more likes you could go on all day, but let's sure. move on to some of the things that we wish for on the ship. Do you want to start out?
Yeah. Okay. I hate to complain, but I wish there were a little less vibrations.
That is one of mine as well.
Because I notice mostly when the ship is turning, there's a lot of vibrations mm-hmm. and... Unfortunately, a couple of the nights we had to work our way through some more narrow places, which required a lot of turning.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was lots of rattling in our cabin.
Yeah.
And you can even feel the bed kind of... So
my note says ship rattles at high speeds and turning.
Turning.
And I don't know if other people...
We were
on deck 12 towards the aft of the ship. That's where it rattled a lot for us. I don't know how that would have been at other areas of the ship, but for us, again, yeah, lots of rattling.
I didn't feel a lot of rocking.
No.
Like, it didn't feel wavy, but
a lot of that sort of noises,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
So, I have a couple here. There's an area at the front of the ship, I think, I want to say deck 16, maybe 17, somewhere mm-hmm. in there, called the Sanctuary.
It's on my list, yeah.
I didn't see any, and this is a paid area that you need to go into to lounge yeah. and use the little kind of cabana areas. I didn't see anyone use it through the whole week, and it just seemed like a lot of wasted space.
It's a big space,
too. Mm-hmm. So you could use the Lotus Spa pool right below it. If it was open.
Okay, that's going to lead us right to the next point.
But the Sanctuary, it just seemed wasted space because nobody was using it. And it would have been nice to be able to go hang out there.
It's a beautiful space.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was maybe a hard sell.
Yeah.
Why you would pay to move to sit there when there's other lovely spaces included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about that pool. Because...
Did I bring up one of yours?
That pool, because we had probably one of the most beautiful 10 days of weather.
Yes.
The pools were packed, both at the back and the two main pools.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went up to the Lotus Spa pool, and it was closed every single day.
There was no water in it. It was just empty, covered in a net.
And yeah. we asked, and they're like, yeah, we don't know. So there was no explanation given. The weather was perfect. The cruise ship was full.
Well, when you book a cruise, you expect the amenities to be open.
You do, especially when they show that as this beautiful space.
Because I believe that's one of the adult pools. And the kids are all in the Neptune pool and the Calypso pool.
And they were full.
And they're full or busy. So if you want a quiet experience. That being said, they did have the two hot tubs or spa tubs.
Were
open.
But then unfortunately, part of the net from the pool... was coming into the hot tub even.
Mm-hmm.
I was having to sit against the net. So
yeah.
I just, can you open the pool? Please.
Well, staying on the pool.
Yeah.
And this might be on your list too. There was a big variance in temperature between the pools.
Yeah. So, and even the same pool.
The same pool. Yeah. So some days you could tell they were warm, almost like a cool hot tub. And then the next day it felt like they dumped all the ice from Alaska into the hot tub or into the pool.
Yeah, I don't know what. It was clear that when it was warm, that it had been heated.
Yes.
So I don't know if they had.
And then it would be different pools that were warm. So I don't know.
I don't know.
And then sometimes they were all cold. So I'm not sure what was going on there.
I liked it when it was warm. If anyone's keeping track, I like the warm hot pools.
All right. Do you have more?
I'm sure I do. Okay. although we like the different levels in the ship, like kind of the half step up, mm-hmm. it was confusing for me.
Okay. Because, even after 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Here's the thing is that some of the decks in the middle don't go through. Like up top.
On the top, yes.
So then you have to go back down. And then, so even getting to spaces like the gym.
Yeah.
Were a little harder to find.
It was really hard to find the, like, mini golf area. Mm-hmm. That was extremely difficult to find.
Yeah.
I felt like after halfway through the cruise, I kind of had it down. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It was definitely hard to navigate the upper decks.
Yeah.
So.
You know, and we're kind of used to that with the restaurants. Like, mm-hmm. often ships will have the aft restaurant. You often have to go up a deck and over mm-hmm. and down because the kitchen's in the middle.
Well, and then we had that on, is it Botticelli's restaurant at the main dining room on deck 6. You had to go to the aft of the ship on deck 7 and then down to deck 6.
But that's a common thing
on that cruise is, yeah. ships.
So I'm
yeah.
not used to that so much, though, in the upper decks. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah. a little, okay, so let me continue on. I'd like a little more shopping.
Okay, that's one of mine.
Okay.
I felt like if you weren't shopping for perfume or jewelry.
High-end purses?
There wasn't a lot of shopping.
No. So, no. Like, oh. And I like shopping just to be entertaining. So it was a short shop.
I have one more and then that's okay. kind of all I have. The elevators were quite small and we had to wait a fair bit of time for them.
They were quite small.
Yeah.
And if too many people got in, a little light went on that told you were over capacity.
That was...
And not even that crammed.
Not even that crammed, and like the doors wouldn't close at one point because the elevator was over capacity for weight-wise, so...
So if you keep pressing the button and nothing happens, look up the top corner. You yeah. might be over. I have a couple things.
Wasn't me.
No, I'm not getting on last. I don't really like my name on the door.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't like that the name is on the door either.
You walk like down that.
The hall and you know everybody's name down the whole hall.
Yeah. It's okay for me, but I think...
It's on the little digital screen.
Yeah, I don't love that idea. I think it's kind of invasive somehow. Taller clearances for height.
Okay.
And now we were cruising with our son and he... smash his head so many times.
Mm-hmm. But he's 6'6".
He is 6'6". But yeah. there's a lot of people taller than him, too. So
yeah,
he hit his head a lot.
I always hate saying all these negative things because we had a perfect cruise.
I know. You're like, stop, honey, stop. Yeah. Okay. You just said you liked the gym and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But on sea days, it was full.
Okay.
Like the cardio equipment, there was still lots of it. But any of the weights,
okay.
they were all being used. I felt it was mm-hmm. like, oh, I kind of just gave up. And I used the elliptical. But keep in mind, whenever you go on the elliptical or the treadmill, that lifts you off the ground.
Okay.
And the ceiling's not any higher.
Okay.
So I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
And so with a ponytail in my hair, when I was doing the elliptical, I kept hitting the ceiling tile with my pony.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I think if you're over 6 feet tall, you probably can't use the elliptical.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's a common problem, though, I think, on cruise ships, is the ceilings are lower, especially in the little older ships. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's all. I mean, the ship is beautiful and lovely.
Well, like I said, we had a perfect cruise. I always hate saying
the wishes. Yeah. I know. But they're just little things I wish for. And you know what? In a lot of the new ships and stuff, they have addressed those issues. But mm-hmm. in the classic cruising, you know, our expectations have changed. Yep. And
if you're thinking of booking this cruise, I wouldn't hesitate to book it again. We had such an amazing time.
It was amazing.
Yeah, no, for
sure.
Even
if my pony touched the ceiling. Like, that does not ruin a cruise.
Yeah. So that was our layout and amenities of the Crown Princess. So let's dive into our balcony cabin on the Aloha deck, or deck 12. It was cabin A723.
Now, I love this cabin. It was, like you said, a balcony. Mm-hmm. But the balcony had a really nice sliding glass door.
I love that. I love the sliding door. It was so nice.
I like that I can mm-hmm. keep it open when I'm blow drying my hair because that tends to heat up mm-hmm. the cabin. And it's much quieter. So often I find cabin or cruise ships that have the balcony door that pushes open like a man door, they tend to slam. Mm-hmm. So you can hear all your neighbors' balcony doors slam shut.
All the pressure from the wind kind of slams them shut, yeah.
So being that it was sliding doors, you didn't hear that banging from mm-hmm. the other cabins, which made it much quieter.
Mm-hmm. And it was super smooth. Like, it was
easy to open.
Or, like you'd mentioned, we could leave it open just a little bit while maybe you're blow-drying your hair and the room wouldn't get so hot. Definitely a nice feature.
But if you do open up the hall door, well, you could barely... sometimes it was like a wind tunnel. So
you could barely open the hall door when that balcony door was
open. At times, yeah. But other times it was fine. I don't mm-hmm. know the science behind that, but it was nice. But also, I like the rubber matting. I don't know if it was rubber, but kind of rubberized matting that they had on the floor of the balcony.
Yeah, I think it was a kind of hard plastic, and it raised it up off the floor. So I think my guess is it's for if there's rain that the water goes below and you can go out there pretty quick and not get wet feet.
Yeah, it was nice. I thought it was really nice.
The chairs were nice out there too. There was two kind of reclining chairs out there.
And a little table.
Glass railing and table. Yeah.
It was really lovely out there. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
So I wanted to bring up the... like the storage, there was tons of storage in the room. So there was the main vanity, there was the kind of side tables that had drawers in them, and then the large closet area with a big door that opened mm-hmm. to the point where I only put all my clothes on top of the closet area. Mm-hmm. I didn't use any cupboards.
No, you did hang up some stuff.
Yeah.
Your dress
clothes. No, but everything I just put up top, and I'm tall, so I was able to do that. But you had all the...
I took the shelving that went
shelving
down.
Compartments to yourself, so...
And when we unpacked, I was like, I didn't overpack. I could have brought like 10 times as much.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I could have had way more stuff.
I didn't even use the side drawers.
The nightstand.
The nightstand, they were just empty.
Yeah, yeah. Around the vanity area, there was some more storage there too. Mm-hmm. Like, quite a bit. And actually, I took some of the blankets that they use up around the pool... And it was big enough to store two of those blankets in there. So when you're on mm-hmm. the balcony, you would have those outdoor blankets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was big.
And our suitcases also fit under the bed.
They did. Yeah. It was a lot of space in there.
Yeah. Really. Do you want to talk about the bed?
Yeah. It was really soft. And the linens are really nice. And the pillows are really soft, too.
I knew you were going to say that because I found the bed very comfy.
Yeah.
It felt like you were sleeping on a cloud.
Yeah. Like, everything about it was really nice. Yeah.
I will say this. I think Princess has some of the nicest bedding linens mm-hmm. on any cruise line. Their pillows are super comfy. The bedding seemed thick and plush. And it seemed long enough. Like, sometimes if someone likes to hog the blanket, if that happens...
Who does that?
it's nice when the blanket's a little bigger.
I think there was a lot of extra overhang because mm-hmm. it felt like there was lots of blanket.
Yeah, so...
I do think that it's not a true king size, though.
No,
I have my doubts there.
But it was decent size.
Yeah.
It was bigger than a queen.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, very comfortable bed.
It was nice. Very mm-hmm. nice.
Other thoughts?
I thought generally the cabin was pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we could hear talking a little bit from our neighbors.
All right.
And did you ever hear?
The biggest thing I heard, and I know some cruise lines have banned this.
Mm-hmm.
Was the beeping from FRS radios or the walkie-talkie radios from our neighbors. That's what I heard.
I did too.
But other than that, it was pretty quiet.
I heard that both outside,
mm-hmm.
sitting on the balcony. When.
But inside
in
you could hear it.
And in the cabin as well. Yeah.
But even with the doors closed, it's just the high-pitched beep that was coming through. So
I heard it in the buffet too.
That's true.
I think they were.
I just don't like the FRS radios, and it's not like I was going out of my way to hear them. It was just...
The nice thing is, too, is now with the app, you can message people that are part of your party through mm-hmm. the app. You don't need to use an FRS radio.
No, that's true.
So you can quietly, discreetly message your family without having to carry all that stuff around.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of them. I do want to talk about the washroom in a minute, but a couple mm-hmm. of them I want to mention.
Yeah.
There was lots of mirrors in the main area. So a full-size one by the door, behind the bed, as well as the vanity,
mm-hmm.
which was really nice. And there was a lot of on-demand television.
Oh, yeah.
The TV was nice, a flat screen. I want to guess maybe a 40-inch, but Princess has a lot of on-demand movies that are complimentary and TV shows, comedies. We may have, not that you go on a cruise to watch TV, but it's nice at night to watch a comedy or a movie, and we may have watched a whole season of the show.
Yeah. It's true. We were like, this cruise has got to end because we finished the series.
Although it was a 10-day cruise. It took us all 10 days. So.
And it was like half-hour sitcoms. They were like 22 minutes each.
All right, go ahead.
I really appreciated our room steward.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, with the medallion, they can be really stealth in how they sneak in and get your room clean.
Because mm-hmm.
they know when you're gone. But he kept our room spotless, but he was super kind. And right from the beginning, if there's anything you need, or he'd check in, is there anything I can get for you? You know, how's everything going?
Mm-hmm. I think that comes from, like, the medallion system, I'm guessing, that mm-hmm. they have a lot easier time telling when you're leaving and coming. Mm-hmm. So... I do appreciate that.
But they do too go above and beyond in checking in to make sure your cruise is going nicely.
Mm-hmm. I would say our room was extremely clean. So going back to our room steward, he did mm-hmm. an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do the turn down service.
They do.
Yeah, so they'll come clean it during the day and then they turn it down at night. So that's still available on there, which is a nice feature. Not that I need that, but it is nice when you have it.
The one thing... our kids also had a cabin of three, and so where the turndown was nice is they would fold up the third bunk bed for the daytime, and then they would bring it back down for the mm-hmm. evening.
Yeah.
So, which kind of can make a little more space when you're walking around. So, mm-hmm. that's where it's kind of nice, too, to have that service.
Yeah. So, a couple other things. The fridge was quite cool.
Yeah.
Cooler than other fridges. So a lot of ships have it kind of as a cooler. It's not a real fridge. I don't know that this was that, but it seemed our beverages were cold.
They were cold, yeah.
Yeah.
If you were keeping medication, I would still contact the cruise line because I don't want to.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, we had nice cold sodas in there.
Mm-hmm. And there was switches by the bed for the main lights, which was nice.
Which is good, yeah.
All right.
You ready for the wishes?
Well, let me look here. Okay, two other things. Do you have more wishes? Or likes?
No, I think I've... Did I talk about the body lotion?
Yeah. Maybe that's not. No. Oh, I don't think you did. We'll talk about that in the washroom.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Okay, I'll wait.
So I did want to mention that the walls and ceiling were metal. Mm-hmm. So our magnets did stick to them. And as well, the curtains were nice and blackout.
Yes.
At night, it felt dark.
We could sleep all day.
Yeah. So let's talk about the washroom. And did we want to dive into our wishes with the washroom?
Yeah, we'll start there.
We'll start with our wishes.
I would say that was the most wishful part of the room.
Yeah.
Was the restroom. Now, I want to start with the shower specifically. The shower, okay, so it's a curtain. But it's quite small.
Okay. I don't love the curtain.
I know.
That's my complaint whenever we get that. But yes, keep going.
And the funny thing for me was how low the shower head was. It's great for washing your armpits.
Yeah. It comes out right here. So you're ducking and then, yeah.
And we're not even all that tall.
No.
Like.
So it's probably the smallest shower we've ever had on a cruise ship. And... you're right, it comes out really low, and you've got the curtain. You're getting tangled.
It was, they did come with complimentary 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner and a body wash in there.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Okay.
I do appreciate the 2-in-1 versus just shampoo.
And, okay, this is a small thing, but I did like the liquid hand soap in the bathroom and body lotion.
Yeah.
So that's an upgrade that... from most other cruise lines we've experienced.
The rest of the washroom was almost identical to other ships we've been on or very close. So it was just the shower seemed really small.
It was really small.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay. That's like one of my wishes too. So,
I guarantee this is not on your list.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's like a vanity area in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have some lighting. But it's awful for makeup because I know it's not even because
I do have some lighting.
Because when you do your makeup sitting there and then you step into the bathroom, it has good lighting in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, oh goodness, I need to adjust some things. So that's one small thing.
All right, well, the lighting, we'll stay on the lighting because our nightstands have a little sensor down below. The lights turn on at night.
Yeah.
And it's super annoying.
So even when I move my feet, the blanket would move at the end and it would hit the sensor.
Yeah.
So then all the lights go on the flooring.
Yeah. So we just stuck sticky notes over the sensor.
Some post-it notes.
But in the other cabin for our family, even when they'd roll over in the bunk bed, the lights would turn on. So they had to cover them all up as well. So use some sticky notes or put a towel or something.
Blanket or something in front of it.
Yeah. The other thing is with lighting, the restroom or washroom, it was on a sensor. It wasn't on a switch. So if someone did get up in the night, the room got quite bright. Like it was around the corner. Yeah.
It stays on for a little bit. Not too long, but it's hard to sneak to the washroom.
I wish that was on a switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty bright too.
I have a couple more, but do you want to go ahead?
You know what? I don't want to take them because these ones are passionate to you. I know you're going to have these. I'd be shocked if you forgot.
All right. So they both have to, or two of them have to do with plugs.
See?
Yeah. So we usually bring a European plug on the ship. So we plug that in and we get, more USB ports in the European plug. And there wasn't any European plugs that we could find in the room at all. So, which would have been fine, other than the plugs. There was two plugs that were the main ones.
Side by side.
Were so close to each other that we couldn't plug two things in at once.
Unless it was a typical plug.
Like the smallest kind.
Smallest plug.
But our phone chargers, we couldn't plug two in.
I could plug my curling iron in the same time as the phone charger, but not two phone chargers at once.
Mm-hmm. And in the other cabin for our family, they have the same problem. So that was super annoying when you get on the ship and you realize you're only able to use one plug. Now, that being said, we did find a second plug behind the television that if you had really long arms, you could get in there and plug that in.
You need a long cord.
And a long cord. And you could use the USB port on the TV as well for charging. But that was kind of a downer, the plugs.
It was a little surprising.
Yeah, it was definitely
surprising. We weren't expecting that you couldn't plug in both cell phones at once.
Mm-hmm.
So that's too bad.
Well, we're commonly charging two or three items at once, so that makes it frustrating.
Yeah, it's a good reason to bring a power bank or something too, because then you can have a little more choices later.
Mm-hmm. So since our sailing, we're seeing reports online that new plugs are being installed in the nightstands. If you've been on the ship and you know this to be true, please comment and let us know below. But other than that, I think for myself, the cabin, I loved the cabin. It was beautiful.
It was really
I would book it again. But did you have any other wishes or?
No, it was a beautiful room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I did.
Okay.
When we talked, we said the cabin had a little bit of rattling at night. We could hear when the ship would vibrate. And I think it was actually, some of it was coming from the lamp on the nightstand.
Okay.
And I even kind of played with it and adjusted it and it rattled a little less.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like the lamp was a little worn out and could be replaced with a new lamp that has USB plugs in it.
Yeah.
Because then you would have newer updated lighting with plugs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But other than that, like I'd mentioned, I would totally go in this cabin again. It was beautiful.
It was.
And great views. It was nice and high up. So
loved it.
Yeah, we just loved it. And that is our thoughts on our cabin on the Crown Princess. So let's jump into the food and restaurants from the Crown Princess. Everything we had actually during our cruise was complimentary, but there were so many great options.
There were a lot of great options, but let's start up in the buffet in the Horizon Court.
Yes.
Now, there's actually kind of two main sections of this buffet. So let me explain. There's Horizon Court, and it's on each side of the ship.
Yeah.
So, and it's pretty much during peak times, identical food on each side. Mm-hmm. And then as you continue back to the aft of the ship, there's Cafe Caribe.
Yeah.
Carib?
Carib, Caribe.
Yeah. Which is like a smaller section of the main items from the main part of the buffet. Mm-hmm. And so that's open just during the peak times. Although you can always sit there, mm-hmm. and you can always usually get coffee or tea or juice.
Except for a couple of the nights from our cruise, they did close Cafe Caribe off.
On one side.
And it did become a paid restaurant, the Crab Shack. So if you did want to do specialty dining on a few nights of our cruise, that's what they did.
They had a lot of great food in there, though. Mm-hmm. At breakfast, lots of pastries. There's oatmeal. There's cereal. Mm-hmm. Eggs, scrambled eggs, bacon.
Lots of fresh sliced fruit. And they kept it coming. I mean, the watermelon would sometimes run out because it was very popular. But lots of watermelon, pineapple, honeydew, cantaloupe. They even had like the mandarin oranges and pears and sliced that sort of thing. So it was excellent that way.
A lot of great choices there. Mm-hmm.
Desserts, yeah. One of my favorite things in the Horizon Court was the nacho bar. You can make your own nachos. They had all sorts of different nachos, or a couple different kinds, I should say, but all sorts of different toppings, from salsas to cheese to sour cream, and massive amounts of guacamole. So they didn't hold back on that. That was awesome. You can make a plate of that, take it out on the deck, and enjoy that.
Now, one thing I really appreciated about the buffet, though, is that it was continuously open from breakfast till dinner. Mm-hmm. And often you'll see on cruise lines, they will close the buffet between breakfast and lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. But what they did instead is they would close one side of the buffet.
Yeah.
And open the other side. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things would change up a little bit. For example, at 3:30.
Oh, I love this part.
Was snack.
Yeah.
And snack included a variation. It would change a little bit. Some days it was waffles. Some days it was crepes.
Well, just a section, it was kind of like a dessert section, because they made their own ice cream on there with all the toppings.
All the toppings. So if you wanted fresh chopped up strawberries, or you wanted strawberry sauce, or you wanted chocolate, or you wanted caramel, it was all there.
Yeah.
So plus the sandwiches and everything else. But I was there for the ice cream and the crepes and the waffles. It was
amazing. I enjoyed that ice cream more than the soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
So if you're... Tip for you, that was complimentary. Go there at 3:30 if they have the afternoon snack. That's probably a good place to go.
Now, we never ate dinner in the buffet, but we would go and take a peek at times to see what they had, because I'm always curious. There's a lot of good choices up there.
A lot of good choices. You know, one thing I did enjoy, we would take our food and we would actually go out and sit at the aft of the ship by the terrace pool. Mm-hmm. It was really a lot quieter out there. And the staff were amazing. Mm-hmm. On a lot of cruise lines, you'll have to get your own beverages. Here, you can still do that, but they were constantly asking if they could get us coffee or juice and bring it to our table. So that was really nice.
Which is really good when you have a nice spot that you can just stay there and keep it for yourself for a while. It was really nice.
One other thing I want to say is I didn't feel like they were guarding the food. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on cruise ships, I feel like the expensive items, they want to hand it out. Mm-hmm. And not that I want to overtake, but I just feel like they might give you a very small portion. And I felt like on this ship, there was an ample amount of food and they weren't guarding it.
It's true.
So whether it was, I noticed that on some cruise lines, they don't like to serve very much bacon at breakfast. Here, there was just piles of bacon. And not, like I say, not that I need all that much of it, but it's there and you can have as much as you want and it's not being guarded. So
it is nice.
Yeah. Other thoughts on the buffet? Okay.
Yeah.
Really nice buffet. I would say it looked small, but there was a lot of options. And I was surprised how it wasn't that busy for how small it was.
Yeah.
So I thought it would
be the only probably thing I would note is sometimes it was really warm in that area. And it was a little bit tight because you have people serving on both sides, kind of maneuvering through. So during peak times, it can be a little squishy.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to say, though, even when they closed the buffet side off, you could still sit in the buffet area and use the tables, drink coffee. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that when cruise lines shut it off fully and you can't go and sit in that area if you want to play cards or drink water and just enjoy the views. They left this open, so that was really nice.
It is nice to have that space because it's a nice space to be by the window, and especially if you have a rainy cruise.
Yeah.
Really nice to have that. No,
for sure. On the upper decks, what other restaurants? So there was the...
Slices,
which is pizza. It's kind of what you expect. It's a thin slice. They typically had kind of the pepperoni and cheese and maybe one that rotated throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I'd say generally cruise pizza doesn't tend to be my favorite because I'm a deep dish pizza fan.
Okay, yeah, so, it's thin, it's cooked quickly, but it's good for a late night
snack.
And
the staff were friendly, it was
I should say this, the hours, I believe it was only open till 11 at night, so if you're used to it till the wee hours of the morning, from other cruise lines, it was open till 11.
Now, the one little confusing thing, though, is that it was right next to coffee and cones.
Okay, yeah.
And so that's their coffee shop and ice cream shop upstairs.
The only place I should mention that you can get soft serve ice cream.
Yes. So they're kind of in the same little corner. And so sometimes there was some confusion about which line to go in. People didn't always know what to do. But let's talk about coffee and cones.
Well, so it was one line for the coffee and the ice cream cones. And commonly, even 7-8 people in front of you, you might have had to wait 10 minutes for an ice cream cone. They didn't get you going through. So it was really slow if you wanted a soft serve cone.
Well, you can imagine when you're ordering a specialty coffee with a barista, that's not fast.
No.
So it takes a while to make those beverages. And then Princess has their premium ice cream desserts, which some people have also included in their packages. Mm-hmm. So those take time to make too. So it's very slow. So if you just wanted an ice cream to get out there and go.
They should have had a dedicated cone person is what they should have had. I mean, they were complimentary, but they definitely, even actually on our first day, you couldn't even get a cone.
Yeah.
It was just not up and running. So I'm not sure what happened there.
And you know, I felt like there was actually space up on the deck where they could move another cone station. There was like a medallion kind of. Yeah. Area that was being, I'd say, underused, that I'm like, put another cone station here.
Yeah.
Like, no. We want the ice cream.
I agree. The other restaurant up there was the Salty Dog Grill.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that? They have some good items there.
They do. I like their tacos. But what I really like is the loaded fries. I like the one with the chili and the cheese on top.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, really, really love it.
I would agree. I really like the loaded fries.
Yeah.
And the tacos. I really enjoy the tacos. Mm-hmm. The burgers are pretty simple, I would say. But the loaded fries and the tacos are really good.
But here comes my wish.
All right. What's your wish?
So I'd kind of find out through the week that the wait for food was quite long.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay.
You're right.
So if I'm getting just fries... Like, when I order, maybe they can just scoop my fries, right? I'm like, if I don't get a burger or anything, it'll be fast. And I was given a pager, and I was told it was going to be at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they only have one person working in that area.
Yes. Every time we went there, or someone from our family group went there, it was 15 to 20 minute wait.
Minimum. So.
Which was way too long. When we went on the Discovery Princess last year, it was pretty. It was fast. So I'm not sure what the difference was, but it is what it is. But that was frustrating.
So my wish is get another staff member for that area because
many times I thought about going there, and I'm like, no, I'm not waiting 20 minutes. So
well, and it was even challenging because if one person goes there, then your timing is all off because you know everyone's done eating by the time your food comes.
So. Yeah. So the food up on those upper decks, really enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
Really good.
So let's jump down to the lower decks. And before we jump to the main dining room, I want to talk about the pub lunch.
Okay, yeah.
So on one of the days, I think it was, I want to say our last sea day or possibly the day before. I think it was our last sea day, our second to last sea day. They had something called the pub lunch, which was a complimentary lunch. They did it in the Crown Grill during our sailing. And it was... I enjoyed it.
Well, great opportunity if you want to get fish and chips.
Well, I have the list of the menu here. So okay. There's fish and chips. Mm-hmm. There was bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. There was cottage pie.
Which I had. It was very good.
Plowman's lunch and the bread and butter pudding. So I had the fish and chips and you had the cottage pie.
Yeah.
And then we had the bread and butter pudding. The fish and chips was excellent. And some of the better fish and chips I've had. So if they have that on your sailing...
And fast. They brought it out fast. Yeah. There's not a lot of options, so they have, I think, a good system to mm-hmm. get you seated and get you some food.
Yeah, but they said it does get very busy and it's short. So if you see it or hear about it, make sure you go and do it. So,
it was good.
And then the bread and butter pudding was really good.
Too. It was good. And then for dessert. We actually, this was not complimentary. We ordered a soda with it,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, because for me, if you're having fish and chips, you got to have a beverage with that.
Yeah. So that was really enjoyable, and I appreciated that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So the main dining room. Should we start out with breakfast?
Let's actually start out with the tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in the main dining room.
Just because it's not, yeah.
So there was the tea, the afternoon tea was in a different dining room. We were in Botticelli's for most mm-hmm. of our experience. I can't remember which, maybe Michelangelo.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one. Yeah.
So the afternoon tea, it's more of your thing than my thing.
Yeah, you know what? I actually have some mixed feelings about it because before when I went on the Discovery, it was a different kind of experience. And I think there might be some reasons here. So we went to the first tea time
mm-hmm.
and of the sailing. And I think everybody was very excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big lineup of people waiting to come in. And I felt like the whole process was quite rushed. Whereas people that were being seated when we left, I think we're getting better attention.
Yeah.
And not being hurried through. So
mm-hmm.
If you wanted anything a little bit different, like coffee and cream, you could get it. But you felt like they were so
busy.
Maybe
they didn't have enough staff for...
Well, yeah. And I also think if you went a little bit later and maybe on the next following days when it wasn't so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think when it's new, everybody wants to try it.
Yeah. So the treats were good. They had different scones with jams and desserts and all sorts of different stuff.
It was good.
It was good. It's more, like I said, more your thing than my thing, but I still enjoy doing it.
It was fun.
So over in the main dining room, breakfast,
mm-hmm.
You know, your basics, fruit plates, you could get bacon, egg, sausage, pancakes, that sort of thing.
Oatmeal, orange juice.
Oatmeal. Fruit and yogurt parfait.
No. But you know what? I noticed something. I noticed that the sanctuary serves yogurt parfait.
Oh, okay.
And you have to pay to go to the sanctuary. So I'm wondering if that is held for those that are paying more.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I really enjoy some of the other cruise lines have really good parfaits, yogurt mm-hmm. parfaits for breakfast. So,
mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on the breakfast? Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I thought some of the options were smaller, and mm-hmm. it seemed to be the same options every day.
Yeah, I would agree. It didn't change a whole lot, but all the basics were there.
But the food was good.
Yeah.
The food was really good, and the service was good. I was surprised that it ended at 9.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it ended quite early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now what's interesting, though, is when they were open on sea days at lunch, they brought back some of the breakfast items. Different ones sometimes.
Well, I have the lunch here. Sea day lunch / brunch is what I have. They did have...
they had French toast?
Eggs Benedict and French toast, plus a variety of other breakfast items.
But those two things were not on the breakfast menu.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of puzzled by that, but yeah. It was interesting.
Well, so leading into the lunch, again, that was in Botticelli's, I believe mm-hmm. we went to. Lots of options in there. They did have burgers. I didn't have one, but our son and
daughter
and my sister had them.
They said it was the best burger.
Yeah, so that was mm-hmm. really good. They had all sorts of stuff. So pasta, I had the panini,
mm-hmm.
They had different soups, all sorts of different things.
Lots of options.
Yeah, lots of different options in there. So a great place to go for lunch.
Yeah, really nice.
It is time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to do a quick lunch, it's probably not ideal. But on a sea day, when you may have a little bit more time, it's a great option.
Yeah, really good.
So, and then dinner. Okay, shall we start out with the staff?
amazing. Mm-hmm. We were at table, just shout out to our table staff at table 133.
Yeah.
They were amazing. We had a nice table by the window. Mm-hmm.
We weren't there for the whole cruise, but the last few nights we made sure we could, we asked to get there.
And, it was very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was awesome. A lot of different foods. First thing I want to say is it's plated very well.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. They do an amazing job plating the food. Everything, let me look at my list here. So steak, they had lobster on the one formal night, mm-hmm. Chicken, fishes. There was a lot of fish for an Alaskan cruise. I think that was the most fish and seafood dishes I've seen on an Alaskan cruise.
And funny, every night I was like, okay, tomorrow I'll have the salmon. Tomorrow I'll have the salmon.
Yeah.
I never had the salmon because there were so many amazing options every single night on the menu.
Yeah. And, not everything did I enjoy, but it was more that I was trying things out of my box.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the that it was bad.
No. And then our waiter would always bring extra stuff to our table.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought your family would like this. I thought your family would like this. So we always had lots of things to try. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Calamari, all sorts of different salads and desserts. Desserts galore. They were so good. So
really good.
You know, Baked Alaska and
creme brulee
were my favorite, but there were so many different
options. So many good, beautiful, beautiful desserts.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the food and restaurants on the ship?
No, but no. I just really think Princess does desserts amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. You're going to love the food on this ship if you're headed out on the Crown Princess. So the entertainment and activities on the Crown Princess. I was really entertained on this ship.
I was too, but I kind of want to start with, I don't know where to put this in organizing what I want to talk about here, but I want to talk about the staff real quick. Because
okay.
I feel like they're part of the entertainment in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to start with Callie, the cruise director.
Callie, I mean, he might not be on there when you're on there, but he was awesome.
And what was different about him was he was very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like he really cared about people.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out, like, just being honest. I really appreciated that.
He was around the ship quite a bit, which was nice. Yeah. I always like when they're out meeting and greeting. So that was really nice. He was, his jokes were very, like, not, like, telling jokes, but very, like, subtle jokes. And they were really funny.
And he developed his routine that everybody looked forward to.
Yeah, he'd have his little story at the end of every show. Really good job, Kelly. Yeah. We appreciate that.
We do. So,
yeah.
And this is another person that I thought, this was unexpected for me.
Okay.
Is the captain.
Oh, yes.
He eats in the buffet 3 times a day. And I was wondering if, I'm like, is that the captain eating by himself in the buffet? And then we went to a show where the captain was there and they asked him questions and he said he eats in the buffet every day, 3 times a day.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually amazing.
I walked by him multiple times and he said hi and he walked by, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, good. At that point, I had no clue it was the captain, but it was kind of funny because I would have, you know, tried to strike up a bit more of a conversation with him had I known, but
he might stop eating in the buffet.
Yeah.
No, we started talking to him all the time.
That's true. So that being said, like diving into the shows.
Yes.
I enjoy that captain show.
Oh, I do too. I love that.
Typically it's towards the end of the cruise. Mm-hmm. So if you see I don't remember what it's called, but questions with the captain or they open it up.
Something coffee with the captain.
Coffee with the captain. Yeah. I would go check it out because they do allow the audience to ask questions and they have some general talk before that. He shares a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth doing and I've always loved that on cruises.
I did too. I find it very interesting and it's not offered on every cruise line. So that's a bonus for Princess.
The other thing I really enjoyed, so I think it was on our last day they had a cooking demonstration in the show or in the theater, in the Princess Theater. And the only way I can describe it is that it's a comedy cooking show. So imagine a cook with the Swedish chef, even though he's not Swedish. It was this kind of comedy of cooking. One person's doing it right, the other person's doing it wrong. It's really good if you see that. But what I really appreciate, not only that, is they took us on a galley tour.
Which I've never done before.
No, right after that. So everyone in the theater lined up and walked through the galley. And we got to walk through there, and there was staff throughout there greeting us, and it was really, really neat.
I was super skeptical. I was like, there is no way they're taking a whole theater worth of people through the galley.
Yeah.
I'm like, they must be taking us up on the stage to look at their mini galley. Yeah. I mean, so yeah. I was impressed with that. That was really nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. And we knew that the show was happening, but we were only tipped off about the galley tour by our waiter.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, and they gave us an opportunity. That's when the wait or different staff from the food and beverage and waiters came in and we could give thanks to them for the week. So it was really good.
It was good.
Other thoughts on shows and entertainment?
I just want to comment though that right after that cooking show was the Captain and Coffee show.
Okay.
So yep. We went right from the galley right back into the theater. Mm-hmm. So if you do that galley walk, make sure you go right back to the theater so you can see the Captain, because that was worthwhile.
When we were on an Alaskan cruise, so they did have puppies in the piazza, which is very popular. Unfortunately, we were on shore when it happened, but I know a lot of people ask about that. Yeah. So it was available on our sailing. And like I said, the cute puppies, everybody wants to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it has to do with training the puppies so they're comfortable with people.
Socializing them.
So.
They actually have a purpose. There's a plan that they have with that.
Mm-hmm. But lots of stuff going on. So there is, I'll talk about shows in a minute.
Can I just say one more thing about the Captain?
Yes.
I'm going to jump back. The Captain also does the best announcements ever. He would go on sometimes. I recorded one because I wanted to keep some of the facts. 7 minutes long, explaining where we were going, the history of the area, the weather, anything you'd want to know.
Yeah.
Really great detailed announcements that were clear. And also if you're in your cabin, you could also listen in by going onto the bridge channel.
Yeah.
So you could get them in your cabin if you weren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure.
Main area.
So I was just going to say some of the things. So. There was lots of karaoke on the ship.
Yeah.
There was lots of game shows on the ship. Mm-hmm. So there was Deal or No Deal, but just little smaller game shows in the different lounges. There was arts and crafts. We made flowers.
We did. Not so well.
So a lot of different things like that. And tons and tons and tons movies under the stars. There was lots of movies.
And good movies.
And good movies, yeah. So it was more movies than I've seen on other ships.
There was lots to do. Lots to do.
Yeah. Do you have more?
Well, there's more fun stuff too up top. Yeah. There was mini golf.
Okay, yeah.
And then there was, what do you call it? Not bocce ball, but when you hit croquet.
Croquet, yes.
And then there was like cornhole or bean toss.
Yeah.
Those were fun things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were up, I think on deck 19, I want to say. Yeah. So those were up top. Mini golf course was only 4 holes.
Yeah.
But
it was small.
Great views from up there, by the way.
Yeah. And our son also really enjoyed the teen program.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff available.
Yeah. Let's talk about the shows quickly. Mm-hmm. The singers and dancers, really good job.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
There was quite a few singing and dancing shows. And even the one fellow who was one of the singers in the shows put on his own show.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really good.
I would say that all of the main shows in the theater were family friendly.
Yes. But the one I want to point out wasn't my favorite. Was the opera. If they offer encore, the opera on your sailing, it was amazing.
It was really amazing.
And the opera singer they had was, her voice was phenomenal.
And to be honest, we're not big opera fans.
No.
Like we would... You wouldn't see us buying tickets to go see an opera, but we were both like astounded by incredible talent.
Yeah. I have one more, but you probably have the same one.
Oh, go ahead.
The Naturalist.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if other cruise lines do this. We haven't seen it on our Alaskan cruise.
We've only seen it on Princess.
On Princess for Alaska. So they come on, they do seminars in the theater or in the different lounges. And then when you're sailing up to the glacier... They are on the speaker, just talking about what's going on, pointing out animals if they see it. Mm-hmm. It's just a really nice addition to learning about Alaska, the history and the culture, and they seem to know everything about their area. So
it really takes what you're seeing to the next level, because often you're curious why things are.
Mm-hmm.
And there, she was also Sue, who was on our week, and she was available to ask questions, and some of her lectures were put on the television after.
Okay,
so you could watch on demand. Not all of them, but some of them.
Mm-hmm. And they did have the fun sail away party as well. I should mention that. Yeah. So last year it was raining on the Discovery, so we didn't really get a proper sail away party. They had the fun sail away party. It's not as big as other ships put on, but it's just a calm, fun sail away party.
I would say it's more of a, we're more like watching and taking in the dancing. There's less participation. Like it was enjoyable to watch.
More of a show than,
Yes.
Yeah.
Like not a lot of other people were dancing with.
Mm-hmm. So lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. Any other likes before we jump over to some of our wishes?
I think you've hit most of mine. Like I'm looking here. Nope, that's...
So I couldn't actually think of any wishes. Like, the entertainment was great. I enjoyed it. Just such an amazing cruise. But you told me you have a couple.
I do.
And I maybe...
You kind of stole one a little bit.
Oh, I did. Okay.
I wish the mini golf area was bigger.
Oh, yeah. It's small.
Really small.
And it's not... It's more of a putting green that goes around. And there's four holes.
And I actually wish that they wouldn't call it a... jogging walking track around the mini golf, because it's just big enough to walk around.
No, and there's all the kids up there playing and people are trying to jog. And
so if you think you're getting a run in,
I think it was 18 laps to a mile, if I remember correctly. So it's not really a running track. There is quite a nice basketball sports court up there, quite small, but
okay, I got one more wish.
I want to just mention this. If you are wanting to walk, though, I would recommend going down to the promenade deck and...
Deck 7.
Yeah, doing that.
Absolutely.
Because that does walk around. There are some stairs, but that would probably be a better place if you're wanting a longer walk.
Yeah. Although I don't think you can run down there.
No, but if you're wanting to walk, that's probably a better place to go.
And much longer. And
Yeah.
Okay. I wish in the theater, since this is entertainment, that they would have more ushers in there. To help people get seated and just to help with kind of the crowd control, because they ask people not to save seats, but people do. Just, you know, just to help out.
Mm-hmm. Especially, we had someone talking on the phone behind us during one of the main performances and yelling at their friends and getting in a fight. I just wish, you're right. I just wish there was more...
staff that were paying attention to that.
Yeah.
That and was their job.
People, like, with their lights and different things. I just wish there was more...
And I've seen that on other cruises, because, you know, they would ask no recording, no flash photography.
In some of the shows,
but often even on other cruise lines.
Yeah.
And if people forget and they have their flash on, they'll just come around and be like, you know, can you turn your flash off?
Yeah.
So I felt like that wasn't happening. So that's a small thing. But I do wish that they would bring a few more ushers in.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. Other than that, is that all your wishes?
Yeah, because the entertainment was fabulous.
It was wonderful. We had such a great time. And they kept us entertained for 10 days. Not just 7 days, but 10 days. And I could have stayed on for much longer. So we really enjoyed the entertainment and activities on the Crown Princess. So we hope you enjoyed our likes and wishes of the beautiful Crown Princess. If this content gave you value, make sure to give us a follow on social media. Thank you so much for joining us today. And until next time, happy cruising.